age, many men become the victims of receding hairlines, says he, looking in a mirror, and maybe partial or complete hair loss can obviously make a real difference to confidence and the way that people view their place in society. There are many, of course, who turn to surgery to try and correct the condition as well. Women too can lose their hair through stress and similar life events, not to mention, for both men and women, of course, illnesses like the effects of chemotherapy following treatment for cancer. This week, we're looking at how to strive to keep our looks as the aging process takes hold and what's on offer, whether it's because of vanity or, as I've already mentioned, ill health. Well, Linda Hutton is from the Hair Care and Trichology Clinic in Chiselden. Linda, nice to see you. Thanks very much for popping in. How complicated is understanding our hair? Because, you know, on the one hand, it's just this mop that sits on our head, but it says so much, doesn't it?
Yeah, hair is an expression. How we dress our hair and what our hair density is can often reflect our health. Hair is a bit of a barometer to our health as well. So if we are nutritionally imbalanced or anything like that, that can reflect in our hair and cause hair loss. And as we age and the hormones kick in and other things like that, that too reflects in the hair density.
Okay. What is your hair, though? Exactly what is it? What's coming out of your head?
Hair is made up of protein that grows from within the hair follicle. It has melanocytes at the base of the hair structure that gives us our hair colour, so that's why we all vary. Our genetics of our grandparents, our maternal grandparents and our own parents decide on what sort of hair we're going to have, and also the race and creed and where we come from.
Okay.
Yes.
And what was its purpose? You know, if you look over the sort of the time on a tradition of evolution, what was it there for?
It was there for warmth. So when we were cold, the hair would stand upon end, and then the air would be trapped within the hair, and this would keep us warm as animals. And different colourings, a reflection of light, you know, with black and white for the warmth of the body. And then as we evolved, it just remained on our head and in sensitive areas like under the armpits and facial hair on gentlemen. Yes,
of course. I mean going to that point of gentlemen, I mean, men will go to quite long lengths to make, to make sure that they keep their hair, and it can be a real stress for some people.
Oh yeah, it can cause a massive lack of confidence. The testosterone in the body reacts with an enzyme in the body called 5-alpha, and this produces something called DHT, and that can cause a miniaturisation of the hair shaft, and this can start from anything from 20 years onwards. Again, going back to genetics, you don't know when it's going to start, but if it starts, you know, at a young age, it can be very, very distressing. Yeah. And some people just shave their hair off and have it short. Others will look at ways of getting around the situation.
Yeah. And how have people's attitudes changed towards that in terms of the line of work you're in? Because, you know, quite often now I see a lot of chaps walking around with their hair shaved off. It's the fashion. It's what you do, and they don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, no, people are much more like that than they used to be. Sometimes I've known people who, say, work in the city who used to have hair transplants and things like that, not because they themselves felt insecure, but they wanted to be perceived as still being young, and they felt that having a fuller head of hair would make them appear younger. But, you know, I think shaving the hair is just as good, but it's what your own confidence level is.
How you feel is the most important thing.
Yeah,
I bet you've probably helped people in the past, and we'll come on to that in a minute, where you've seen a difference in somebody, in their personality, because of what you've helped them with, I guess.
Oh yeah, definitely. And especially with ladies as well, you know, it's for a lady to lose her hair is devastating to her, and her confidence can go down. She can be at home all the time, not going out. And if you can reverse that or change that appearance, it makes such a big difference to their self-confidence, a massive difference, and that of their family as well, because they're affected by it as well.
So what do you do then at your clinic? What kind of help are you offering people?
So people come into us for varying problems, hair loss being one. You can find sometimes it's a genetic reason, sometimes it's an underlying other medical condition, like if they have a thyroid condition or polycystic ovarian. So sometimes you have to work in conjunction with the doctors to find out what the causative factor is. Psoriasis, eczema, anything that affects the hair and scalp will bring people into us. We also deal with the three surrounding hospitals, Chippenham, Bath and Swindon, with the alopecia patients and the chemo patients, yeah, with the fitting of wigs and things like that.
As I say, because again, that's a very people are going through an incredibly difficult and hard time as it is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the one thing that, you know, in terms of confidence is they also lose the hair. And then it grows back eventually, you know, following chemo. How long does it normally take if somebody's lost their hair completely through, say, chemo, for it to come back?
Through the chemotherapy, normally after their last treatment, it should start to regrow at the nape of the neck within about 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, hopefully. However, chemotherapy can affect your iron levels. So if you find that you've got pernicious anemia or even low iron levels, this can make the regrowth of the hair much, much slower. Even zinc deficiencies can. So as long as everything's on track and you're nutritionally good and you can keep your diet good, then the hair should start regrowing within about 8 weeks. But you might not see it yourself because, as I say, it normally starts in the nape, then the sides and the fringe, which you want most of all to grow, is last to grow.
Yeah. Do you try, if somebody's going through chemo, do you try to make the wig very similar to the hairstyle before? Is there some kind of, do you try to keep that continuity going?
Most people want something very, very similar to what they've got. And with the lace-fronted and monotopped style wigs you can get, they can look really realistic. Other people just want something completely different. They've always wanted to look like that, so this is the opportunity to have that hairstyle they've always wanted. And some people just don't want other people, say, in Tesco's to know that they're not very well at the minute. And it's, you know, in their own environment and at home, they don't wear them. But when they go out, they want the privacy of, you know, people not knowing what's going on in their lives.
And if you do go through a situation like that and your hair does grow back, I mean, is it just some of urban myth I've heard that your hair can grow back in a different way?
Yeah, no, it can affect the hair follicle temporarily or permanently. The hair sometimes comes back a bit wavier or curlier. Sometimes, because of the initial drugs still in the system or drugs you're continuing to take after the treatment, the hair can come back slightly different colour. Sometimes it can be permanent, or sometimes give it 6 months to a year and the hair will settle back down and you'll be back to your normal self. The only thing that can affect the hair regrowing is if you have radiotherapy to the head. And then that can upset the returning density.
Okay. Yeah. What an amazing job you do, making a difference to people's lives.
It's
in that
a lovely
way.
Job to do. Yeah, I'm imagine. Very lucky lady to be doing it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking up some time to give us an insight into your line of work and what you do. And it's just another example, really, of the kind of people who are out there who can help you with your looks and staying young and so on and so forth. I've got to ask you this question because I've been asking everybody, should you grow old gracefully or should you do something about it?
I think you should grow old gracefully if you have the confidence. But if not, then go for it and change yourself to be what you want to be.
Top answer. Very good. Linda Hutton, thank you.
Thank you.